If Phoenix wants to hire enough police officers to satisfy the union, it faces some tough choices. Either cut the budgets of other city departments or raise taxes. Those options were laid out during yesterday's Public Safety Subcommittee meeting. KJZZ's Christina Estes was there and joins me now to discuss the details. Christina, we know that Phoenix experienced a hiring freeze during the recession. So how many officers are there today?
Well, when the fiscal year started on July 1st, the city reported 2,810 filled sworn positions. By next June, the city expects to reach its goal of 3,125 sworn officers.
And the Phoenix Law Enforcement Association, known as PLEA, doesn't think that's enough. What does it want?
Well, the union has been pushing for Phoenix to have a staffing ratio of 2.5 officers per 1,000 residents. Today, Phoenix has about 1.8 officers per 1,000. By next summer, it expects to be around 2 officers per 1,000.
And where does the 2.5 figure come in?
Well, it's generally considered the national average. However, the rate is lower in the western region, and Phoenix aligns with the area.
So the Public Safety Subcommittee asked staff to figure out what it would cost to achieve the ratio of 2.5 officers per 1,000 residents. Using that ratio, we're talking about an additional 837 officers. What kind of numbers did staff come up with?
Hiring the extra officers would cost $125 million, but that would just be the start. The officers need things like computers, desks, and support staff. The estimate includes needed repairs at police headquarters. It's more than 40 years old. And it also includes an option for building a new police headquarters and a booking facility. So the total police cost is estimated between $60 and $175 million.
And it sounds like you're leaving something out. There's more?
There is more. Staff came up with estimates for 3 other departments: Law, Court, and Public Works. Here's Jeff Barton. He's the city's budget and research director.
It's the crime scene folks. It's the lab folks. It's the communications operators, the dispatchers, into the judges, hearing officers, prosecutors, clerks. On the public work side, it's the staff that maintain the facilities. It'd be the staff that maintains the police officers' vehicles.
So when staff added all those elements, it came up with a total estimated cost between $202 million and $317 million.
And the budget department says there's no existing funds to cover the expenses, so one option would be to cut other departments.
Right. Staff says the low end of their estimated range, the $202 million, is equivalent to the entire general fund budgets for parks, library, municipal court, law, streets, and public works.
And the other option is the dreaded raising of taxes. Now, staff suggested either increasing the sales tax or bringing back the food tax. How was that received?
Well, no one jumped up and cheered. Councilwoman Thelda Williams asked how Phoenix's local sales tax compares to other Valley cities. It's about in the middle. Increasing it by roughly 1% would put Phoenix on the higher end.
And what about the food tax? Several years ago, the council created a temporary tax to cover a budget shortfall, but that expired about 2 years ago.
Yeah, at the time it expired, it had been cut in half, so people were paying 1 cent per dollar for basic groceries. So under this scenario, the food tax would be 7 to 12 cents per dollar. Councilwoman Thelda Williams.
You know, my fear is when we do that is, one, the reaction from the food tax last time was not very positive, and two, it tends to drive people to other cities, and especially any new companies coming in look at that as part of where they're going to locate their business. And it's definitely the consumers where they're going to shop.
So there is concern that higher taxes would drive down spending in Phoenix, which could hurt the general fund. Because if someone's going to buy, say, a car in another city to avoid paying a higher sales tax, then of course Phoenix would lose out.
Did PLEA, the officers' union, address that?
Yes. Here's PLEA's president, Ken Crane.
Public safety is expensive. We know it takes 70 to 75% of the general fund of a city to pay for cops and firefighters. It's not a news flash. It's that way around the country, okay? And there's a term for that. It's a technical labor term. It's called the cost of doing business, okay? That's just the way it is. Everybody wants platinum, top shelf, highly trained public safety, but nobody wants to pay for it.
This discussion also attracted the president of the Phoenix Firefighters Union. He says staffing is a concern for them, too, and asked the subcommittee to look into it.
Okay, Christina, how did things end?
Well, the subcommittee chair, Michael Nowakowski, made it clear that this was a discussion. No one is saying, hey, let's raise the sales tax or bring back the food tax, but we will likely hear more about this. Nowakowski wants to add fire department staffing to the mix and also have the full council talk about staffing goals and costs.
And it sounds like we'll be talking again, too, which I cannot wait for. KJZZ's Christina Estes, thank you.
You're welcome.